You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's break down the latest hot stove moves up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, December 8th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's start off with some of the biggest news of the day. Aaron Judge back to the New York Yankees on a reported 9-year, $360 million deal. We know what kind of season he was coming off of, Scott. Historic year, 62 home runs, breaks the AL home run record. And I know you already had him as your first overall player drafted. I assume this move will not change that.
No, it won't. I'm hoping that it might convince some others to come around to Aaron Judge as the number one overall pick, because one of the arguments I've heard against it is, oh, well, we don't know if he's going back to New York and Yankee Stadium, such a favorable place to hit, even though his home away splits were pretty much dead even. So obviously that argument is out the window for passing up Judge at number one overall. I mean, it should be a really easy call. He was far and away the number one player in fantasy, far and away in every major scoring format. And I understand he had a historic season hitting 62 home runs. Sometimes I hear, oh, he had a career year. You don't bet on a career year. Okay, but far and away is what I want to stress here. Like, there's a lot of give in his stat line that would still make him the top player in fantasy. I mean, the biggest thing is just how hard he impacts the ball. Highest possible percentile for average exit velocity from the time he was a rookie, when he hit 52 home runs that year, by the way, until now. Every single year, highest percentile average exit velocity. And that matters a lot more now with the deadened baseball. You actually need premium exit velocity to put it out of the park. And I think what we saw with the 62 home run season is Judge distinguishing himself from the pack in that way. He hits the ball so hard, and now it actually means something. So, okay, maybe you won't hit 62 home runs again, but 50 seems like a pretty good bet. 45, I think that would be enough to still make him the top player in fantasy, especially since he helps at batting average. Not a zero for steals either. Had 16 of those last year.
Let's jump into the bullpen and Kenley Jansen, who signed a 2-year, $32 million deal with the Boston Red Sox. Kenley still got it, man. 3.38 ERA, 1.05 whip. He was one of only two closers to get more than 40 saves last season. And Scott, what I like most about this move for fantasy is that it gives us more definitive closers all around. We've got Kenley in Boston. We know that now he's not going back to Atlanta, so Raisel Iglesias will be the closer there. There were rumors of Kenley Jansen going to the Giants, so now Camilo Duvall is the closer there as well. So all around, I think this is a great move for closers in fantasy baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much nailed it. The ripple effect is what matters here more for fantasy. There was never any doubt Kenley Jansen was going to sign somewhere to close, right? So the fact that he goes to a team that didn't have a great incumbent there, Matt Barnes, whatever, that's a best case scenario. Jansen's going to continue to do his thing. 35 plus saves, one of the most, you know, the ERA has been a little on the high side in recent years, but just the volume of saves, you know, is going to be there, and that's getting harder to find these days. And I like that Raisel Iglesias, you know, he gets to move back into that role where he himself was so good, and Camilo Duvall, who really solidified the role for the Giants down the stretch. It's good that he'll be closing as well.
Last but not least, Cubs fans, close your ears, close your eyes. Wilson Contreras is headed to the Cardinals on a 5-year, $87.5 million deal. And it was a tale of two seasons, Scott, for Wilson Contreras. Through June, he was awesome. 283 batting average, 13 home runs. From July on, he hit 186 with 9 home runs. He was battling an ankle injury. All these trade rumors going on obviously could affect the psyche, the mentality while playing the game and everything. But, you know, this is kind of just Wilson Contreras. Lots of inconsistencies in his career. It's a great lineup that he's joining now with the St. Louis Cardinals. I think he's a perfect fallback option, you know, just inside the top 100 picks to grab as your catcher one.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird to say he's a fallback option because he's always been a standout at this very weak position. And for all the ups and downs of this past year, He had his highest overall OPS since 2019. So he hasn't really changed. It's just the position has gotten so much better, and that pushes him outside the top five just by virtue of somebody having to drop out of that group. Hopefully in a way that's a lot more affordable. I don't think the move to St. Louis really changes his value. Slightly worse venue, much better lineup. He's getting older, you know, he's already 30. That's, you know, that can be kind of dangerous for a catcher, but even with the rough second half, I don't see a lot of reason to think he's declining. And I'd be happy to take him as my number one catcher still, hopefully at more of a discount than in years past.
Hey, I agree with that. Let's go get us some Wilson Contreras. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Saturday morning. Bye-bye.
Original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.